So you have a pitch for a kids movie? Yes, sir, I do. It's called The Boss Baby. But babies aren't bosses. Nope, they're not. But in this movie, there's a baby that is a boss. But you are blowing my mind right now. You need a minute? Yeah, maybe just a minute. Okay, so the baby is a boss. Yeah, he's got a little suit and a little briefcase and a really deep voice. Why does he have a deep voice? Because he's the boss. Yeah, but men get deeper voices during puberty when their larynx grows thicker and larger. Yeah, he's the boss though, so he needs a deep voice. So you're saying that physically he's a baby in every way, but he's got like a man throat? Yeah, I guess so. Okay, just checking. So anyway, the boss baby's in middle management at Baby Corps, and he infiltrates this family.
Wait, Baby Corps?
Yeah, when babies are made, they're either sent into families, or they work at the Baby Corporation. What kind of company is it? It's like a business company. But what do they sell? Like, what's their product or service? I guess the product is the babies themselves. So they sell children. Well, yeah, but it's much cuter than that. Like, the babies are very concerned that puppies are getting more love than they are. They've got, like, love charts and stuff. Oh, so, like, instead of dealing in money, they deal in love. Well, not exactly, because the boss baby's gonna have, like, a lot of money. He's very rich. So they are making money off of these babies. Somehow, yes. So they sell children. Well, we're not gonna call it that because I feel like that might have some human rights implications, but they make money off the distribution of babies. Right, but in a cute way. Sure. Also, because it's babies selling babies, it's probably okay. Maybe. So anyway, what's the story about? Well, Boss Baby goes into this family where there's a 7-year-old named Tim, and Tim is not happy about that. How come? He's mad that the Boss Baby is stealing his parents' affection. And he's also freaked out about the fact that he has a briefcase and wears a suit all the time. The parents don't seem concerned about all that. They do not.
Huh.
So anyway, Tim finds out that the Boss Baby can talk, so he's like, what? And then we're gonna have a bunch of business jokes.
Nice.
Yeah, you know how kids these days respond really well to business jokes? Do you have an example of a funny scene? Well, for example, we'll have Tim spy on the Boss Baby as he's trying to run a meeting with other babies. Oh, Boss Baby meets with other babies? Yeah, but it doesn't go well for him.
How come?
Well, he's meeting with a bunch of babies, so they're all super incompetent.
But he's a baby.
Yeah, but these babies won't have any of his skills for some reason.
Oh.
Anyway, we find out that the puppies getting too much love thing is a serious problem for the baby business.
Oh no.
Yeah, and apparently a company called Puppy Co. that Tim's parents work for are launching a new type of dog in Las Vegas.
They're launching a new type of dog?
Exactly. What does that even mean? Like, they made a new dog and they're having a product launch.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I know. Why do you sound so proud about that? Because at the end of the film, we're gonna reveal that this whole movie was just Tim telling his daughter his super imaginative recollection of how his baby brother came into the family. Oh, so nothing in the movie actually has to make sense. Exactly, so I basically gave myself a free pass to write literally anything I wanted.
Amazing.
Yeah, so the script is gonna contradict itself, it's gonna have world building that falls apart if you think about it even a little bit.
Wow.
And it's gonna be very unclear what's real and what's not.
And it's all okay.
It's all okay because it's not real and nothing matters.
That's very smart,
right? Either that or very lazy.
No, it's very smart.
Okay. Anyway, so Boss Baby and Tim start working together. Because if they find some info on the new puppy, Boss Baby can finish his job and leave the family.
So what do?
Well, they go to this Bring Your Kids to Work Day at Puppy Co. But then they discover that the CEO wants to use this formula that keeps Boss Baby a baby to create a forever puppy to boost sales and put the babies out of business. None of that makes much sense at all.
Nope, doesn't have to.
What would happen if the babies got put out of business? Like, there'd be no more babies?
I guess.
Humans would just love puppies so much that they wouldn't want to have babies anymore. Essentially, yeah. The human race would come to an end because now there are puppies that don't age.
That's what we're going with.
All right. Anyway, so the bad guy kidnaps Tim's parents and brings them to Vegas. So, you know, Tim and Boss Baby have to find a way there too.
Is that gonna be hard for them to do?
No, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
How so?
Well, they pretend to be an Elvis impersonator, so the Elvis impersonator working at the airport just lets them in.
Why is there an Elvis working at the—
Doesn't have to make sense.
Right, I keep trying to make sense of the stuff you're saying.
You gotta stop doing that.
Yeah, I'll try.
Anyway, so they manage to stop the bad guy before he can launch all the forever puppies. And so he falls into a vat of formula and turns into a baby himself.
That is horrifying.
It's pretty terrifying, yeah.
What happens to all the forever puppies?
What do you mean?
Well, they're still alive, right? Are they gonna be adopted?
No, because if they did, the babies would get less love, remember?
Right, so does that mean that the puppies are gonna die?
Well, I mean, we're not gonna go that far, but I guess they'd either have to die or be homeless for the babies to stay in business.
Wow.
Yeah.
But anyway, nothing matters.
Exactly, nothing makes sense and nothing matters.
So it's all good.
All good.
So what do you think?
Well, I think people will enjoy it despite its flaws, so what the hell, let's make it.
Great.
I mean, we shouldn't expect any Oscar nominations on a project like this, but it'll be a fun little movie.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting for the Academy Award-nominated The Boss Baby, What Is Life? There are a lot more pitch meetings on the channel, so be sure to check those out. Maybe click subscribe while you're at it. Also, let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. Also, you can check out ScreenRant.com for all the latest movie and TV news. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.